This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for June 14th through June 20th, 2008. As the truce deal between Hamas and Israel was reached this week, Israeli attacks on the coastal region has left 17 Palestinians killed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with the nonviolent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC Jay Sheridan has the details.
On Friday, villagers from Belin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, along with their international and Israeli supporters, marched in the weekly nonviolent protest against the illegal Israeli wall built on the village's land. Protesters carried photos of Ibrahim Bernat, who was injured during last week's protest by three live bullets fired by an Israeli soldier at close range. Bernat is still receiving treatment in the hospital. The protest started after the midday Friday prayers were finished in the mosque. Participants marched towards the separation wall, which separates the village from its land. Immediately after the protests reached the gate of the wall, soldiers showered the protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Scores of protesters were treated for gas inhalation. Two, including a journalist, were injured as a result of the rubber-coated steel bullets. In addition, tear gas canisters started several fires in the olive orchards, burning many of the old trees. At least 150 Palestinians from the village of Al-Qadir, along with Israeli and international supporters, staged a protest at the nearby Sedler Road. The march started with midday prayers held near the army checkpoint, and then speeches were delivered by local organizers. Samir Jabber of the local committee against the wall and settlement said that today's protest was to commemorate the World Day for Refugees. He said, quote, "Because of the Israeli illegal wall and settlement, all Palestinians will be refugees." After the speeches, a group of old men from the village marched to the checkpoint, where soldiers forced them away. Local sources said that soldiers pushed one of the old men and nearly injured him. Also near Bethlehem, scores of Palestinian villagers from Salamna protested on Friday morning the illegal Israeli wall being built on the village land. The villagers, supported by international and Israeli peace activists, marched toward the nearby Sedler Road. As soon as the protesters arrived to the Sedler Road, troops blocked it using barbed wire. Speeches were delivered by the organizers calling for the removal of the illegal wall. Later, a group of protesters tried to remove the military blockade. Soldiers stopped them and detained two Israeli activists for 30 minutes, then released them. For IMEMC.org, this is Jay Sheridan.
This week, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza agreed to an Egyptian-mediated truce deal with Israel on the basis of lifting the Israeli blockade gradually, halting homemade shells fire into nearby Israeli areas, and achieving progress in negotiations over the release of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. IMEMC's Anna Smith has the details.
The truce deal went into effect on Thursday morning while Hamas said Israeli gunboats fired on fishermen while on Rafah shores. Israeli artillery also fired towards houses in Khan Yunis in the south of Gaza. In addition, the Israeli authorities allowed limited shipments of fuel into Gaza in the first hours of the ceasefire implementation. Mahmoud Al-Huzendar, deputy director of the Gaza Fuel Station Society, told IMEMC that the quantities of fuel and cooking gas fell short of the real need of the population.
Such quantities do not reflect any calm. If there is a real calm, such quantities would have been much larger.
The fuel stations in Gaza reportedly received only 270 tons of cooking gas out of the 400 tons actually needed by the population on a daily basis, 200,000 liters of gasoline and no single liter of benzene. In the meantime, the ruling Hamas party said in a statement that it is committed to the truce deal and it would ensure the halt of homemade shellfire. But if the Israeli army breaches the declaration, it would respond. Fawzi Barhoum, Hamas's spokesman in Gaza, told IMEMC that the Palestinian factions agreed also to the ceasefire announcement.
Hamas and the other factions submitted their vision, to which all agreed. Then Hamas inquired about some points, pending response from the Zionist occupation until we reached such a truce.
Hamas However, a number of Palestinian factions in Gaza, including the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, had their own reservations on the agreement. Rabah Mahna, a local PFLP leader in Gaza, said that such a ceasefire cannot succeed unless the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands is ended. In Israel, the Israeli officials appear divided over the approval of the ceasefire, despite the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his Defense Minister Ehud Barak's approval of this truce deal with the Palestinians. Nevertheless, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert believes that the ceasefire is shaky and cannot last long, stating that the Israeli army is preparing for a possible military attack on Gaza if the ceasefire fails. The Palestinian Prime Minister Salim Fayyad of the caretaker government welcomed the truce deal, hopeful that it would lead to some sort of calm and would inject a momentum into deadlocked Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. Washington cautiously reacted to the Thursday announcement. Washington still considers Hamas a terrorist group until it meets three demands: recognizing Israel, renouncing violence, and accepting past signed peace agreements with Israel. The European Union, which is a member of the Quartet Committee for Middle East Peace, welcomed the truce declaration and looked forward to calm in the region and the hope of a Palestinian-Israeli peace by the end of this year. In Jerusalem, the Quartet Committee Special Envoy Tony Blair stated that this ceasefire declaration is a good chance for Hamas to adapt to new policies and tactics. On another issue, representatives of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met this weekend with a number of Gaza factional leaders. Nafed Azam, an Islamic Jihad leader in Gaza, believed that direct talks between the ruling Hamas and the ousted Fatah party in Gaza will be held in 2 weeks. Hamas, which controls Gaza, welcomed dialogue with Fatah, but demanded that its supporters who have been arrested by the Fatah-linked government in the West Bank over the several months be freed. For IMEMC.org, this is Anna Smith.
As the truce deal between Hamas and Israel was reached this week, Israeli attacks on the coastal region has left 17 Palestinians killed. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Mughari has the details.
On Sunday, the Israeli army killed 4 Palestinian resistance activists and wounded 4 others in Khuza'a's village in the southern Gaza Strip and in Gaza City. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that one fighter of the Islamic Jihad was killed on Monday evening after the Israeli army fired a missile at an area close to Jabalia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. 3 Palestinian resistance fighters were killed and 3 others injured in 2 separate Israeli attacks in northern Gaza Strip on Monday morning. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that 6 Palestinians were killed by Israeli shells in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. The statement came after one resident died of his wounds at a local hospital in Gaza. Several injuries were reported. The Israeli Air Force fired missiles at 2 vehicles in the southern and central parts of the Gaza Strip, killing 5 residents and wounding several others. 4 of the killed were resistance fighters and 1 was civilian. Later on, the 6th resident died of his wounds, medical sources reported. The Israeli army conducted several air strikes targeting different areas in the Gaza Strip on Thursday dawn. 1 killed and 2 injured, local sources reported. Witnesses said that a Palestinian resistance fighter was killed and 2 others injured when Israeli F-16 jet fighters shelled areas in the central part of the Gaza Strip. Israel has announced late on Tuesday that it accepted the truce deal with Hamas that was mediated by Egypt. The Egyptian-mediated ceasefire stipulates that Hamas, which controls Gaza since June 2007, will hold the fire of homemade shells into Israeli territory in exchange for Israel lifting the 12-month blockade and easing all military attacks against the Gaza Strip. Islamic resistance movement Hamas stated on Thursday that Israel violated the first day of ceasefire 3 times and warned that any Israeli violation to any section of the truce will seriously endanger its success, as the movement will monitor the Israeli implementation of this deal. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 29 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, the Israeli troops kidnapped 28 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. IMEMC's Taylor Bray has the story.
This week, the attacks were focused in the cities of Jenin, Nablus, and Tel-Karim. With this week's kidnappings, the number of Palestinians who were kidnapped by the Israeli army from the West Bank has reached 1,334 since the beginning of 2008. A group of settlers from the settlement of Yitzhar, located near a Burin village south of Nablus City in the northern part of the West Bank, set fire to Palestinian-owned olive trees on Thursday. Farmers said that the attack caused them heavy financial losses. They added that settlers also prevented firefighters from reaching the area, which increased the damage. The Israeli army conducted a military operation targeting the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya on Thursday. During the attack, the army destroyed 3 homes and kidnapped 5 civilians. Palestinian sources said that Israeli forces invaded the city on Thursday morning, then surrounded the house of Akil Hassanin, then kidnapped 4 of his sons before demolishing his home and another nearby empty house. A 5th man, while walking in the street, was kidnapped along with the 4 brothers, witnesses said. Hassanin has a son who was a resistance fighter and was killed by the army several years ago. 10 Palestinians were injured when Israeli troops invaded the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Saturday afternoon. Witnesses reported that at least 14 Israeli military jeeps invaded the city and surrounded the house of Muad Abu Akir family. Abu Akir is claimed wanted by the Israeli army for being involved with the Palestinian armed resistance groups. Clashes between local youth and the invading troops erupted nearby Dehesha refugee camp. Palestinian youth hurled stones at the Israeli jeeps, while troops responded with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets, injuring 10 civilians, one seriously. For IMEMC.org, this is Taylor Bray.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, IMEMC.org. Thank you for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this week's report was brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Osama Komsiyeh.